And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us several times before, the executive director of the Art Barn, Amy Navratakis.
Hi.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Art Barn with everything in this new year.
Oh, well, you know, everything is new. You know, we have our new normal.
As everyone. So
yeah, but you have a lot of exciting things coming up.
Yeah, we do. We do. We are working on our new spring education programs. And so we've got some kind of new things with that that I'm pretty excited about. So,
yeah, yeah, talk about it.
Sure, tell us about
is
that.
Is the gift gallery still, how long will the gifts be in the gallery?
The gift gallery is up until, I believe, the 7th of January. I think 8th is the day the artists come to pick up their work. So it'll be up and into the new year just a little bit. And then we have a new exhibition that's going to be going up, which is student work. So we're pretty excited about adult student work. So we haven't done that in a little while. So,
and then I know that you have a very exciting virtual workshop coming up.
So. We do. A little bit of a backstory with the workshop is the artist that we're doing this with is, her name is Pat Dews, and she is a nationally known artist. And she was going to be coming to Art Barn, and you know, we just couldn't get it worked out this year. It just wasn't safe for her to travel up from Florida, and so we were like, well, how are we going to make this work together? And so she had done a virtual workshop with the Georgia Watercolor Society, and it went really well. She had like 72 people on this Zoom workshop, and so it went super great, and people really enjoyed it. And it was streamed through another virtual location. And so I thought, well, you know, we would love to do that through Art Barn. And offer that to our people. So that's what we're doing. So we thought, if we can't have her here in person, we want to at least be able to offer it virtually.
So when will that be happening?
So it's happening January 14th, 15th, and 16th. So it's one of our guest artist workshops. So we consider Pat a guest artist because she's not normally someone who would teach for us. And it's kind of an intensive workshop. So it's going to be for, 3 solid hours each day. It just gives us kind of that intensive work environment so that you can learn from her and be able to kind of interact with other people in the workshop. It's going to be a follow-up workshop in March.
So if people want to visit the Art Barn, do you have, any requirements that they follow under the COVID restrictions?
Yeah, people are coming here in person, which we are going to be having some in-person classes. The restrictions, of course, include wearing a mask. We do have social distancing. If people are coming in to attend a class, we have tables marked so that people are, you know, kind of sitting at X's at the tables so that they're socially distanced. And, you know, people are kind of keeping their distance when they're in shopping the holiday gift gallery. So people are, you know, pretty good about keeping apart. So we're, you know, kind of trying to limit the numbers of people that are here at any time. So, so that's what we're doing. And we're cleaning all the time.
I bet.
Trying to keep it clean.
Are you looking for, are you still planning your summer festival event? Art Blitz.
Yeah. I'm hoping by the third weekend in September that, things are going to be well enough for us to be able to have our festival.
That usually runs 2 days, right?
Yeah. It's a Saturday, and it's Saturday and Sunday on the third weekend of September.
Okay.
So that's called Art Blitz.
Art Blitz.
We're looking forward to doing that again.
What other exhibits you have coming up in the new year?
So we've got, as I kind of shortly mentioned, we're going to have an exhibition of work done by our students. So it kind of gives them an opportunity to kind of show off the things that they've done in the classes here over the last couple of years. So that's going to be all adult work, as well as children's work. And that'll be going on for a few months during mid-January through March. And then we're going to have kind of a faculty show. So our instructors are going to be showing off their work, through the rest of the spring. I'm sorry, I'm spacing out the dates, but
is that the first time that's happening, where the instructors are having a show?
It's the first time since I've been here that we're doing it. I don't know. It's probably been done in the history here, but it's the first time since I've been here that we've done it. And we think it's a great way for instructors to be able to kind of show off their work. Because a lot of times, you know, they're teaching, and their students have no idea, like, what kind of work that they're actually doing. And, you know, I've never even kind of seen some of the work of some of the instructors. So it's a great opportunity to know what the kind of work that the instructors are working on, on a regular basis. So,
well, before we end here, we want you to tell us how you can get in touch, where the Art Barn is and how you get in touch with it and websites and everything.
So we're about 2 miles outside of Valpo at 695 North 400 East. And you can find us, the best way to contact us is through our website at artbarnschool.org.
And we'd like to thank Amy Navradakis for coming here from the Art Barn. Thanks so much for being on Art on the Air. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.